Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, News Roundup Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN is our number. You want to be a part of the program. As we've been reporting, and we started a lot of this last night, there's a very tight three-way battle going on for the GOP primary in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I wish that the candidates didn't spend most of their time killing each other and would have focused on their agendas. And I warned it could be a dangerous strategy, but nobody listens to me. One big surprise that has come out of this is the rise in the polling of Kathy Barnett. We've had Kathy on this program. We always liked her. But now with, you know, just a week to go, all of a sudden her meteoric rise in the polls has a lot of people nervous because all of these absolutely, you know, all of her positions that had not been vetted up to this point because her polling really didn't warrant vetting. And now that we're vetting her, there's a lot of things out there, a lot of tweets out there that have a lot of people really, really nervous because the thought is she can't win a general election, not even close. One of the other candidates in this race is Carla Sands. Carla, great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us. I think you have really conducted yourself very well in this entire campaign. I thought you were very strong in the debates. I want to get your thoughts
on debate, Sean. I won the debate.
I'm not getting involved in this. You know what? I should have followed Reagan's commandment: stay out of primaries.
I think so.
But I will tell you, this is a must-hold Senate seat, Carla.
And it is essential. You're so right.
And at the end of the day, I'm just looking at this from a very practical standpoint. You know, we're seeing quotes about Obama that are going to raise tons of eyebrows, quotes about Muslims, associations with QAnon, controversial comments on race. I know Kathy claims to be MAGA, but she's trashing Trump left and right. Comments about the gay and lesbian community. And we're not talking about 25 years ago. We're talking about fairly recently and consistently. And I just don't believe she can be elected with those type of quotes, and yet she's surging in the polls. And I know that Oz and Dave McCormick are nervous about it and concerned about it just for the state of Pennsylvania. And I'm wondering if you are as well.
Well, Sean, you know, I was the U.S. ambassador to Denmark from 2017 until 2021. So there's no one else in the race that's actually put America first. They just talk about it. I actually did it. Succeeding to get the Department of Defense's highest civilian honor called the Medal for Distinguished Public Service for my work to counter Russia and China. And I'm ultra MAGA, and Pennsylvania wants a conservative U.S. senator. I'm pro-life, pro-First Amendment, pro-Second Amendment. I'm a constitutional conservative, and I'm an America First businesswoman and Christian and mom. But I'm also an eighth generation Pennsylvanian. And my Pennsylvania ancestors fought in the American Revolution. They fought and died in the Civil War. And this is our time to fight for the heart and soul of our great country. This is our 1776, Sean, because the Democrats are Marxists, and they're coming for us. You just heard Joe Biden say, Ultra MAGA is the number one enemy. So we have to have strong America First senators and congressmen to protect the interests of half of our population. And I never back down. And Sean, we are not the party of identity politics. And this woman you're talking about ran on the same playbook 2 years ago on identity politics, and she lost in a red wave year to a weak Democrat by 20 points. And they didn't steal that election by 20 points, Sean.
I know that that was a claim, apparently, that was made. It's kind of shocking at this late hour that we find it, that the state, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, now finds itself in a position that you have a candidate at the top of the polls, close to the top. She's not number one, but she's now taken a steady, it looks like, second place in the polls, if you believe polling. And that she has a chance to win, and she's completely unvetted. And just the initial vetting process raises a lot of sirens in my head that this may not be an electable candidate in a general election. And you rightly point out, 2 years ago, she ran against a pretty weak Democrat and lost by, 20 points? That's a
yes,
massive
points.
Defeat. So the question is, you know, should electability be a factor in primary voters' minds?
What should be a factor is who can beat John Fetterman in November? Who has the policy chops? Who's been vetted?
That's what I'm asking.
I've been Senate confirmed, so everybody knows who I am. They've done deep dives on me. There are no surprises. And we know that we need someone that's going to fight for the people of Pennsylvania who's actually from here. And I'll fight to stop the inflation by stopping the out-of-control spending in Washington.
Let me ask you the question straight up, Carla. Do you believe if Kathy Barnett won this primary on Tuesday, do you believe she can win it in a general election?
Unfortunately, no, I do not.
And how strongly do you believe that?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah. Anyway, Carla, I did find you very impressive in this process. And I know maybe I gave an endorsement that some people don't like, but I do see, you know, good people up there that I hope will continue to serve whether they win or lose. And you're one of them. And I really appreciate you being on the show.
It's my pleasure, Sean. Take care.
Take care. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. We also have Jeff Bartos with us. He, too, is a candidate for Senate in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Jeff, thanks for being with us. How are you doing?
Sean, it's great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for having me on. And, of course, all the best to your listeners and you and your whole family.
And, by the way, in fairness to you, I thought you have handled yourself, conducted yourself very well in this race. I know that there's been an air war. I don't know what the total figure is, but it looks like, you know, $70 million was dumped on Republicans dumping on each other's head, which I never thought was productive myself. But let me get to the heart of the issue here, and that is Kathy Barnett, who has now been surging in the polls. She's been, up until this week, somebody that was down rather low in the polls. I just mentioned with Carla Sands that, you know, she lost a race in a congressional district by 20 points to somebody that really could have been beaten, in my humble opinion. And my question is, now that we see all of this information coming out about Kathy, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, Carla said it really well. I was just listening to the ambassador speak before I came on. And all of us on that stage last evening have been vetted, except Kathy. And it's kind of amazing, Sean, that we have these Washington never Trump groups that will do anything to stop President Trump. And that includes throwing away a Senate seat in November, millions of dollars being spent at the last second to try to beat Trump with Kathy Barnett. And these are the same tricks that Washington plays. Look, I've lived here my whole life. I happen to live in the congressional district that Kathy ran in. I voted for Kathy. I think we had her sign on our lawn. I would have been very happy to have her as our congresswoman, but she did lose by 20 points. But the bigger issue is, this is what voters hate about Washington. This is what they hate about politics, that you have these outside groups dumping money into our state.
By the way, let's be specific here. You're talking about the Club for Growth. Are you suggesting that the Club for Growth threw their money behind Kathy Barnett
knowing all of these controversial issues are out there, and they did it only to go against Donald Trump?
Well, I think there are a couple of groups that have dumped money in at the last minute or endorsements at the last minute. And I do think that let's step back. My campaign from day one has been focused on saving Main Street. And I say this at every debate and I say it at every public forum. It's never been about me, ever. And that's why I think I'm running. We put 2,500 miles on the car over the last 6 days. We are running nonstop right through 8 p.m. on election day. I poured my whole heart and soul into this race because I love my home where I've lived here my whole life. Cheryl's lived here her whole life. We've raised our girls here in the southeastern part of the state. And so it is very frustrating as a Pennsylvanian to see outside groups meddling in our Senate seat 1 week out when it's clear it's not about the candidates. And to pick the candidate who has been the least vetted, and you've been all over this, the least vetted. Carla's been through Senate confirmation. Oz has had $35 million dumped on his head, and he's still leading in the polls. Dave has had been vetted, of course, for roles he's had in the government. I've been campaigning for, this is my third statewide campaign. The voters know me. And so you have well-vetted conservative candidates. I think in my case, I'm the only one who's talked about saving Main Street and focused on the people of Pennsylvania. But I would also say about this outside money, Sean, look, it's obscene, number one. But also, during the pandemic, we raised $3.5 million to help over 1,000 small businesses keep the lights on when Tom Wolf had to shut down. If there's that much money just sloshing around that people have to piss away, pardon my language, but to piss away, I know a lot of family farmers that could use help right now. And so do all of the other candidates who are traveling around the state. We know a lot of small business owners, a lot of communities struggling with inflation and still trying to dig out from the shutdowns and the lockdowns and the closed schools. Like, there's a lot of people and a lot of pain here in Pennsylvania, and we can't lose focus on why we do all this. And that's what's so frustrating to me.
You know, it just is what's fair for the people of Pennsylvania and the voters of Pennsylvania. And to finally vet somebody only a week out of a primary, I'm not sure if the narrative and the truth and people, it gets into the political bloodstream of Pennsylvania enough so that people then can make, you know, the final decision. And you're right. All of you have been vetted. I mean, you guys have been more than vetted. You guys have been half killing each other in this primary. I've been watching it from a distance and I'm like, oh my gosh, this crazy. Is why they call politics a blood sport for sure. But not in the case of Kathy. And I don't have anything against her. But when I look at the comments about Obama and Muslims and gays and lesbians and some of the issues involving race and trashing Donald Trump while claiming to be a MAGA conservative, I know all of this material is going to be used in the general election by Fetterman, and it's going to be a plethora of issues that will come up by that time. That's my fear in this race, if she wins.
I'm exactly where you are, Sean. It is not personal at all.
We had her on this program. I liked her. I thought she has star potential. Absolutely.
I had the real privilege and honor to speak with President Trump in person a couple of weeks ago. Not official, just a chance to speak. And I said to him, I'll tell you exactly what I said to the president or shared with the president. I think there was a better choice, I said with a smile, and he chuckled. I said, but sir, you picked a good man, and Mehmet is an honorable man. He's a good man. He's working hard. He's connecting with people. And I understand why you did what you did, sir. And please know, I believe I'm going to win this because our message just cuts through the clutter and takes us right through to a win. But number one, whoever wins, I'll be standing side by side to help them, sir. I said, also, if you decide to run in the future, you have my full support. I know the president loves Pennsylvania. I know he loves coming here. I know he cares deeply about the issues impacting Pennsylvania specifically. And so that's what's so frustrating. You know, the president put out a statement today, just a couple of minutes ago, I think, just calling out the absolute fact, which is we have to win this seat. I personally believe that my story of coming from a rural county in Berks County, growing up in Berks County and raising our family in the southeastern part of the state in the Philadelphia suburbs. Sean, you know PA very well. The president knows PA very well.
I love the people of Pennsylvania, and I love cheesesteaks, but that's a separate issue. Go ahead.
But, you know, it's interesting that this election, and the president gets it, and you know this state really well. The election's going to be decided in November in the Philadelphia suburbs. And number one, Kathy got her clock cleaned in November of 2020 in the Philadelphia suburbs. But number two, all of the statements that you've made reference to and all of these things that have not been vetted, we have to bring over suburban voters. We have to bring over soccer moms. We have to bring over independents. And we have to bring over conservative Democrats. They
quick
still
last question. Do you believe that this new vetting with only less than a week to go now, 5 days to go, do you believe that the average Republican primary voter will know about this by next Tuesday?
I believe that the voters in the southeastern part of the state who are paying attention now and who are getting a lot of this news are absolutely paying attention, and they will they will make their decisions based on what's happening over the next 4 or 5 days. And I think that's where, I mean, look, I've spent more time in Blair County, Cambria County, Lancaster County, York County, and rural counties across all 67 counties. No one's put more miles on the car over the last 5 years or over the last 2 years. But at the end of the day, there are a massive amount of votes in the Philadelphia suburbs. Those voters are ultimately going to decide these primary elections, and I do think that this vetting matters considerably. And as someone who lives here, has made my home here for 25 years.
Listen, I've been doing this for 35 years. I've never seen a case like this. I've never seen a primary like this. Anyway, Jeff, you and I could talk all day. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Jeff Bartos, candidate for the Senate in Pennsylvania. We appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for being on.
Thank you for having me on. God bless you, Sean. Thank you for all your amazing work.
My best to your family as well. Thank you, sir.
We'll continue.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress. And now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as 7 firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access.
got more behind-the-scenes information, more contacts than anybody, more friends behind the curtain. Sean Hannity is on.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. For some bizarre reason, I don't know why, as the Senate primary in Pennsylvania takes place, the vote takes place on Tuesday, it's winner take all, and out of nowhere, Kathy Barnett has now surged into second place in the polling, and yet she has not really been vetted throughout this process. She lost a congressional seat race 2 years ago by 20 points to a pretty weak Democratic candidate. And now that there is some vetting going on, it's really raised a lot of eyebrows. Comments that she's made about Obama, a lot of them. Comments made about Muslims. All of this will be used in a general election if she, in fact, gets the win and she is the candidate. Associations with QAnon. Controversial racial comments, constantly trashing Donald Trump. She even mentioned me in a tweet, which was very nice of her. And controversial comments, there's no shortage of them as they relate to gays and lesbians. Sean Gale is going to join us in a second. Here's what he had to say about this issue.
At a recent U.S. Senate debate, candidate Sean Gale called out Kathy Barnett for playing the race card on the campaign trail.
And I think it's very disingenuous for Kathy Barnett to pretend that she's not running a campaign purely based on identity politics. And I'll prove it this way. There's seven candidates running for this race. There's nine running for governor. There's only one candidate that has to put her picture on the sign, and that's Kathy Barnett.
But don't take Sean Gale's word for it. Take Kathy Barnett's.
Get my yard sign. Get my palm card. If you're really hesitant about speaking, get the palm card, pounce on your neighbor, and just hand them the card. And if they say, no, I don't want it, shame them. Really? You don't want to support the first black person? Are you a racist? Say it to them. That's what they say to you. Why do you think I put my little black face on my yard sign?
Anyway, Sean Gale joins us now. Sean, welcome to the program. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on the show, Sean. I appreciate the opportunity.
What do you make of this sudden surge, and how is it even possible we've gotten this far, and now all of these tweets are showing up? Now, we did reach out to Kathy last night and got a comment from her, and she claims that she doesn't remember ever tweeting any of these controversial statements out. It's not just one or two. There's a boatload of them, as you probably know.
Yes, it's very upsetting to see this happening, because I lived in congressional district that she ran in 2020, where she lost by 20 points. And as I played in that clip there, she bases her candidacy purely on the fact that she's a black woman. And we can't have the race card being played. If you heard that clip, she says, go to your neighbor, pounce on your neighbor, give him my palm card. And if they don't say they want it, shame them and call them racist. I mean, that is not what we do as Republicans. That's something we expect from Democrats. And anybody who campaigns like a Democrat is going to vote like a Democrat as well. And we have a serious problem with Kathy Barnett. And she has a ton of baggage. Some of it's finally coming to light. I think she was giving a pass by most people. And now it's coming up to the election week. And there's seven candidates running in this race for Senate. And there's a lot of undecided voters. And seeing that she appeared to be a clean candidate, which she is not, voters have been moving towards her, and that is a big mistake, because she is unelectable, and playing the race card on the campaign trail is the last thing we need. We don't need a candidate who's going to weaponize race against voters.
It's interesting, because I've followed the race very closely, as you know, and I've watched the debates, and I've watched everybody. Everybody seemed very respectful, including her. But I guess her low polling up until this point did not warrant a vetting process. Are you as shocked as I am at some of the things that she said and tweeted, et cetera? I mean, because I really worry if she got the nomination. Nothing against her, but, you know, you have to look at electability as a factor for every candidate, don't you?
Well, she's totally unelectable. Now, I'm not surprised, because I knew that she had this baggage, because I've been seeing it over the past several years. But she's been treated with kid gloves. But I'm sorry, when you get to a general election, the gloves come off, and she is not going to hold up to scrutiny. And I'll tell you,
you're talking about if she's up against Fetterman, that she, you're saying that she will not be able to withstand what's coming her way, and that it, you're basically saying that is an unwinnable election. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
With her leading the ticket, absolutely, it's unwinnable. That was, and we cannot afford to lose the Senate.
This is a must-hold Senate seat, as you know, Sean. We got to win the Senate seat.
Yes, and I'll tell you something that I did find shocking. In 2020, she wanted to erect a statue of Barack Obama. She started.
I saw that. What was that about?
Well, put this in perspective, Sean. She wanted to erect a statue of Barack Obama at the same time Donald Trump was running against Barack Obama's vice president.
Let me play. I actually have the cut of it. It's in her own voice. Let's play it.
And also, another thing that we have proposed, and you can go out to change.org and find our proposal that we are calling the way forward. What I'm proposing is that we add to that particular to that particular memorial. So we continue with the Emancipation Memorial statue, but now we add two other statues. One is the family of the first black president and his family.
And she was talking about Barack Obama in that moment.
Yes. And
by the way, I don't know many Republicans that want to praise Barack Obama. I think it was a horrific presidency.
Sean, I know, like you, I was always taught you judge somebody on the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And when you say you want to erect a statue purely because he was the first black president, that's judging Barack Obama on the color of his skin. Because if you judged him on the content of his character and his presidency, he'd be the last guy that we would be putting a statue up of.
So let me ask stunning. You. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
It's stunning to see that. And again, put it in perspective, this is while Donald Trump was running against Joe Biden, who was Barack Obama's vice president. So
I think the thing that shocked me the most of anything, because I've watched her in debates, and I actually think she did a good job in some of the debates. But on the other hand, she claims she's MAGA. And then she claimed in the last debate that Donald Trump isn't MAGA. And I'm like, the whole movement is Donald Trump's MAGA, Make America Great Again slogan. So I'm not sure what she was actually saying there. But she is clearly, based on the things that she's tweeted and said repeatedly, not a fan of Donald Trump's at all, but claims to be a Make America Great Again conservative. What did you make of that?
Well, Cassie Barnett is only out for one thing, and that's Kathy Barnett. And she wrote a book about, believe it or not, life as a black conservative woman. That's what her whole candidacy is based on, is identity politics. And she ran for Congress as a way to promote her book sale. And she raised over $1 million running for that race.
And by the way, she has a very, very inspiring life story. I guess her mom was raped at 11, she claimed. And the fact that her mother had her and was a young mom, not even a teenage mom at that point, is an incredible story to me. And I find that part of her life very, very interesting. And
sure, that's very important. It's always nice to have a nice story. But, you know, Donald Trump wasn't a guy who was born into poverty or a hard luck story, but he was the greatest president this country ever had. So I think it's very important to, yeah, we can recognize somebody's story and achievements, but that does not necessarily mean they're the best fit for the Senate. And it certainly doesn't mean they're the best candidate to take on the Democrats in the fall.
Do you believe if nominated, she has any chance of winning?
I do not see any path to victory for Kathy Barnett. Now,
do you believe all the other candidates running, forget about who I support, do you believe every other candidate running does have a chance?
I would say that is the case. Now, the big issue we have in this state, of course, is mail-in voting, which unfortunately was given to us by Republicans in our Harrisburg state legislature.
Yeah, they ignored their own state constitution. I saw that.
Yes, and that is a huge issue that we have to overcome, any candidate going into the general election. But if you look at Kathy Barnett and the baggage she has and this idea that she can race shame, tell people, call them racist if they're not supporting her, if she thinks that's going to take her to victory in the fall, it's not going to work, just like it didn't work when she ran for Congress.
All right. Really appreciate your time. Sean Gale, thank you for being with us. In all the years I've been covering politics, Linda, have you ever seen anything like this? This is your home state, and I'm not going to ask who you're voting for. But
no, I haven't.
I have never. And remember when we had Kathy on this program, we were very impressed with her. And now when you look at all this information that's come out, are you as surprised as I am? Because I was surprised.
I'm always surprised. You know, the one thing I would say about Kathy when she was on is I really just liked her personally. I thought she was very cool. We knew very little about her. It was a long time ago when everything was just starting to heat up. People were taking an interest in the state. Obviously, Pennsylvania Senate seat is a very important part of what we're trying to keep going here.
Very important. I don't think Republicans can take the Senate
back
without
I would agree.
The seat being held.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly. And I think the one thing that I have said about Kathy from the beginning is just that she doesn't have a lot of experience. And I don't disagree that in order to get experience, you need to have it, sort of like that chicken egg thing. But I don't think you start out with the Senate. I think you start out as a state legislator. I think you start out working in your districts, getting familiar with the various communities and start building sort of some of that, you know, rapport with the community, unless you had a bigger microphone previously and you were able to, you know, let people know who you were so that when you came into the race, they were like, I know who that is. You know, whether that's Carla Sands because she was an ambassador or whether it's Jeff Bartos because he's an entrepreneur and a businessman or whether it's Oz because he was on national television and was a voice during COVID, you know, whatever it is, they all have different roles that they've played where the people of Pennsylvania start to get to know them and who they are. You know, we don't have that with Kathy. We know the same couple of stories. We
and
hear
then
them
in
again
comes
and again.
The Club for Growth, which is obviously, I think it's pretty obvious, transparent to me. I think their motivation is that Dr. Oz, who President Trump supported and I'm supporting, gets defeated because they've got their own other agenda. We're done with the Club for Growth, by the way. Finished. Because they're part of that establishment group of Republicans. And by the way, everything that Kathy has said, I would assume they know about because they put so much money into her campaign.
I would assume nothing, actually. I think people are not doing their due diligence. And I think that people...
Well, I made phone calls to check that out. And apparently they are not backing off even in light of all of these things, even being made aware of all of these things.
Oh, well, that's different. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go to Pennsylvania. Dan is standing by. He's a farmer. Hey, Dan, how are you? Have you picked a candidate for the primary yet or no?
Yeah, I'm leaning on Dr. Oz.
Okay, good for you.
To me.
What kind of farming do you do, sir?
I'm a mid-sized beef and vegetable farmer. We do a lot of hydroponics to get things early, and we're a family farm, my wife and my son and I.
Good for you. God bless you. Thank you.
100 hours a week. Thank you. And thank you for supporting the farmers and talking and bring to light what's happening.
By the way, I wouldn't be able to eat except for you guys, but you're running out of fertilizer and they're making it impossible for you guys to do your job.
I'd love to send you a box of fresh stuff for your family. It's just, we're picking some really good stuff. But anyway, the reason for my call is I'm actually in the middle of a 20-acre field planting sweet corn. And I just filled the John Deere up. It was $650 to fill this tractor.
What was it under Trump?
Oh, man, it was maybe $250,
$300. Wow,
it's at least 50% higher. But everything we touch, fertilizers went up like triple. The box, you know, we got to buy special boxes for the cabbage, for the lettuce. They're three times what they were a couple years ago.
Can you make that money back when you sell your products?
I don't see it right at the moment.
Oh, good grief.
I really don't.
You know what's so sad?
Nervous.
I'm nervous for you. I'm nervous for the country. You know, American farmers like you feed not only all of us, but you feed the entire world. I mean, America's mastered farming, and it's really hard work. And now they're making an if you can't make a profit, we're not going to eat. I'll give you the last word, sir, real quick.
I just read an article where it says every farmer is physically, mentally, and financially exhausted. I mean,
I'm so sorry. I'm praying for you and your family and every other farmer that they can hang on. The problem is we've got 2.5 years of these bad policies. It's awful, but... please call us back when we have a little bit more time. I appreciate your time, sir. God bless you and your family, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Loaded up tonight, we'll have two of the other Pennsylvania Republican Senate candidates that haven't gotten a lot of airtime. They deserve it. Jeff Bartos, Carla Sands will join us. Reince Priebus, Mark Meadows, Newt Gingrich, Lawrence Jones, LJ will join us. And Jim Jordan, who's done a phenomenal job. He has whistleblowers claiming, yeah, the FBI was investigating. The DOJ was investigating parents as domestic terrorists. He knows because there were whistleblowers that have the proof. All coming up tonight, 9 Eastern, Hannity on Fox. We'll see you then back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.